Hello. I'm preaching today because, well, I had a real sense to do this, and I talked to my dad and I said, oh, okay. And I told him just yesterday, so it's kind of short-lived, but it's okay. First, let's open up in prayer. Holy Spirit, I pray, come. Fall afresh on us. I pray, bring revelation and illumination to our hearts and spirits. Holy Spirit, be free to have your way. Be present to heal. Lord, I pray, help us to be sensitive to the way you want to move. Help us to contend for all your promises. Strengthen the weary. Help us stand strong and not grow weary of doing good. Come even now. Manifest your presence in this place. Give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. I want to talk today about contending for His promises. This is something I did in my princess class. It was one of my lessons, but I really felt provoked yesterday as I was working on it. To just preach it. So I'm here. First of all, we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 7 through 11. And I don't know if they're going to put it on the board or not. If they can, that's great. If they can't, oh well. Okay. All right. And 50 of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and the two stood on the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that the two went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask, what shall I do for thee? Before I am taken away from you. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into heaven. Okay. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the waters. And supernaturally, the waters were made into dry ground. And it was after they crossed that Elijah said, what do you want? I believe God is calling us to contend for His promises. God really wants to do breakthrough within us. And it's up to us if we want it. And Elijah said, I want a double portion. All right, so let's focus on the 50 sons of the prophets for a minute. They stood at a distance, and they watched from afar. As both Elijah and Elijah went to the other side. I believe God is calling us to be persistent and to move forward. You see, our inheritance is on the other side. God wants us to move forward. God doesn't want us to be standing back and just watching. You know, like in worship. God wants us to persevere and worship with all our hearts. If we want breakthrough, okay. God has called us to leave the familiar and go into the unknown. And God has promised that He's going to be with us. So what do we need to fear? All right. Okay. In Jude, go to Jude. It's in the back of the Bible. It's in, way in the back. It's right before Revelations. We're going to go to Jude. Yeah, this. Yeah. Where's the one we went? Well, anyways, it says there's a verse in Jude chapter 1. I think. Not sure exactly where it is at the moment. But it says, contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. Also, in Luke 18, Jesus addresses the question and he says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith on the earth? Now, as I've mentioned before, Jesus comes to us on a daily basis, and he's looking for faith. God wants us to go in a whole new level of believing. He is the God of the impossible. And I'm experiencing it on my own. I've said a couple weeks ago that I believed I am healed. Now, somewhat, I don't see results, but I'm standing on my faith because I know he's healed me and he's going to heal and he's healing me every day. And it's a great life. It's a whole new level of believing the God who has given us his promises. Jude encourages us to strive and contend until we have truly received God's promises for us. We have been called to walk by faith and not by sight. You know, there is an anointing that God has placed on each and every one of our lives. There's also an anointing, I believe. I call it the knowing God anointing. It's where I press on and I want to know God more. And it's the greatest thing in the world to me, but anyways. I'm a teacher, so I ask questions. Sorry, but that's the way I operate. I just want to ask these questions. Are we contending for the anointing of God? Are we seeking God and his presence? Or are we among those 50 prophets who stood afar off, watching, but not participating in what God was doing? God wants to release something upon us. He wants to give us something. But it requires persistence and diligence. And it requires us to act upon his word and believe and say, I want it. I want God more than I want anything else. We have to be willing to step out. We have to be willing to boldly stand out and take a stand. Elijah returned with Elijah's mantle. The mantle speaks of authority. He got authority because he crossed over and he received part of a new inheritance because he was willing to take a chance and step out of the box. God is calling us to do the same thing. You know, it's interesting to me Because these guys who stood on the over here on the sidelines, they were sons of prophets. It doesn't say they were prophets, they were sons. But I mean, I don't want to be known as a son of a pastor. I don't want that. I mean, I'm a daughter of a pastor, sorry. I am a daughter of a pastor, but I want to be something else. I want to be a pursuer of my God. I want to be a contender of all that God has for me. Okay. Now, I don't want to say that we want to look really cool and have pride enter in, but we have been called to become world changers. God has called us to seek Him. It means leaving our comfort zones. I know, that's hard. Comfort zones are so nice. They are, trust me. It's just happy to be content with life and boring. Sorry. But I don't want to be boring anymore. I want to step out like Peter. He stepped out of the boat and he walked on water. Yeah, he lost sight of Jesus, but he took the step. That's what God wants us to do. God saw that and he was like, cool. But then he rebuked him because he took his eyes off, but I think he was still smiling because he took the step. Okay, so God wants us to get out of our comfort zones and walk on the seas with Him. And it's kind of cool because when Elijah and Elisha crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, their names are very confusing, he said, ask, what do you want? That's cool. Come on, what do we want? I want more for me. I want to step out and I want to be brave and I want to be bold and I want more. And if you go back through reading, they went through three different towns. And these different prophets came around and they said to Elisha, don't you know your master's leaving? Don't you know he's departing? And Elisha, said, yes, I know, be quiet. In a way, he was saying, I don't want to hear it. I know, but I'm going on. I'm moving on with God, and I want to go where He goes. And even in those three times, Elijah said to Elisha, you know, stay here. But God gives us a challenge. That's a challenge for us. God says, you can stay here, or you can go on. What's your choice? What do you want to do? Elijah said, chose to ask for a deeper desire to know his God. Solomon asked for wisdom, and Elijah asked for a double portion. You know, if we believe, all things are possible. If we believe and press into God, all things are possible to us. I mean, there is no limitation. It's so cool. I'm getting excited. Thank you. Anyways, God and I are at this place right now where he's really exciting me to really step out of myself and be who He wants me to be and not to be afraid of that, because I was created to be who He wants me to be. That's why He made me. God has promised us His power and His presence. It's ours. He's already given it to us. We just have to kind of reach out and grab it, take it. It's ours. God also wants us to know what He is doing. You know, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. But yeah, we need to be knowing what God is doing. And I believe the best way to do that is to really invest your time in the secret place. Because that's where you know. I want to hear God say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. I want to invest my time and be known as a persistent person who will contend for God's promises and believe that He is faithful. Will we contend earnestly for the faith? This is the faith that God wants to see. It says, when I come back to the earth, will I find faith on the earth? Yeah, in me. As I'm saying that right now, you'll find it in me. Faith comes first by hearing the word, and then hearing the word. Do we have ears to hear while we are reading the scripture? Are we hearing God speak to us through the scriptures? I really strive this in my princess classes. I want the people I'm teaching to know how to hear God's voice. Because it's so important. We have to know what God is saying. We have to hear what He is saying. It's life to us. His words are life to us. The Word of God is life. Impartation from the Holy Spirit is poured out upon us. I mean, there's no question about it. It's pouring down right now. Come on, get excited, people. Sorry. I have too much fun. All right. We need to be rooted and grounded deeply in the love of Jesus. Okay. What has God called us to do? Anybody have an idea? Pray. Make disciples. Reach our community. Do we seek to bring heaven down upon earth? Are we praying that prayer? That is one of the most amazing prayers of all time. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, my family and Kathy, we all get together and we just have so much fun praying that prayer together. Do we pray or even preach when we feel an open door of an opportunity set before us? God has called us to do the works of Jesus. Abraham believed God, and he chose to allow God to test his faith. God will test your faith. He doesn't tempt you, He tests. But through the testing, He proves you as refined gold. So Abraham let the test of his faith. He was even willing to sacrifice his own son. And God judged Abraham faithful. Because Abraham believed that God could raise the dead. Come on, I'm living proof of that. That's no question about it. I know that one's true. Do we blame God and see Him as unjust? Or do we trust Him with all our being? Now, I'm going to just brag on you guys a little. Hope you don't mind. That would do. My parents contended for me 20 years ago, almost 21. They contended for my life, and so did so many other people. And because of them, because of all of their prayers, I'm here. And I'm just so thankful Sorry, I didn't listen to you. I challenge you to take a look upon yourselves and ask yourselves, am I really believing God? Am I really stepping out? This is a big step for me because I usually don't preach, but I took a step. I told my dad, I said, I need to preach. So I'm here. God is wanting to find this faith, and I can assure you that this is God's will for us. Let us contend for the promises of God. Let us persevere and pursue, for it's our destiny. It's our inheritance. We walk by faith and not by sight.